head coach Jim Scanlon joining us from down at the tunnel. Coach, I loved the energy by your team. This 3-1 score doesn't show exactly how well your team played here today.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, it was again really proud of our effort. I just told the group, I asked them three things, three things that you can control. That's what you got to focus on. You can control your attitude, your effort, and being a great teammate. And I said that you did all those three. You actually had a heck of an effort, great attitude on the bench the entire game, and they were picking each other up. And I can't ask for anything more than that. And hockey can be a cruel game sometimes. And tip your hat to their goalie. She came up big, but we deserve better today. But that's hockey sometimes. So we just got to, again, walk out of here with our heads held high and get another opportunity tomorrow.
Your penalty kill looked really solid. You had to kill off those final two there late in the third. But overall, I thought as far as compared to previous weekends, your special teams looked pretty good today.
Well, our power play, that first one especially, did everything but score. And they were moving that puck around. And, even the second one, we had a couple 2-3 good looks. And again, it's going to – one of these games, it's gonna break for us. And, we're going to get a crooked number. And that's we got the first one. We just couldn't get that next one to build that lead. Unfortunately, a couple of defensive breakdowns. I told the team that was my bad on the second goal. I should have called a timeout. So that one's on me. But we battled, and I know the shots, I think they might have outshot us in third, but we had three or four that we just tipped wide in that third period that who knows. But, again, great effort. We just got to come back out tomorrow with the same resolve and be a little more tenacious around the net.
Coach, going back to that second goal that St. Cloud State scored, why was it reviewed twice?
Mac thought there was a hand pass in the corner. I can't believe they allowed it, to be honest with you, the high stick. It looked like, she's a 6-foot-2 player, and she was holding her stick above her shoulders, and the puck went down and hit the crossbar. And all they said was, well, it's really hard to see because of the net and the angle. And I don't know what angle you saw, but, boy, we looked at it afterwards. It's like, how the heck did they not wave that one off? But It is what it is.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Yep.
Obviously, your team played great. How do you keep that energy going?
Well, we have to. I mean, we just said we got to end it now, and it's we're the only ones that can do that. So again, can't feel sorry for ourselves. We got to evaluate the scoreboard or evaluate the performance, not the scoreboard. I thought we had a heck of a performance tonight. We just got to finish, and again, tomorrow's another opportunity.
Coach, it is. Enjoy your night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show.